It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor?
Well, good morning once again, neighbors. How'd that make you feel? How many of you remember Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? Very good. Very good, right? Again, so many thanks to you for welcoming me, Kirk Craze, your Chief Executive Officer of your Erie United Methodist Alliance, to speak with you and fellowship with you today. I did bring with me my wife, Becky, and our daughter, Cora, and my colleague, Erica De Palma, our Director of Marketing and Development at your Erie United Methodist Alliance. We're going to be here after the service to speak with you. We have left tons of stuff in the, I should have written it down, Thoburn family, I apologize for not remembering. There's materials there. If you do nothing else, folks, I would encourage you to take an EUMA pen with you and pray for the homeless folks in our community each time that you use that EUMA pen. So stuff your pockets, men, ladies, fill your purses. And each time you use those pens, remember the individuals in our community who are experiencing a housing crisis. Thanks to Pastor Kendra again for the invitation, and many, many thanks to each of you for all you have done to support EUMA. Did you know that Stone United Methodist Church is EUMA's corporate headquarters office in Crawford County, Pennsylvania? Thank you for doing that. So when we are in Crawford County working to end homelessness here, know that you're part of that in that way. Did you also know that your EUMA and our predecessor ministries are celebrating our 135th anniversary in ministry? How many of you knew that we're celebrating 135 years in ministry? Well, I'm glad I came to let you know that 135 years ago, Dr. Naphtali Lewcock, the pastor then at First Methodist Episcopal Church in Erie, along with six others, clergy and laity, came together and laid down in bylaws and constitution that your EUMA has a new organization, a new alliance of churches that exists to build a community of support for our neighbors in need. Stone United Methodist Church has been a part of that. And I come to you today on behalf of the Erie United Methodist Board of Directors. Upon that board sits Reverend Sarah Roncalato, whom you know very, very well, and many others. And most importantly, on behalf of all of those that we're ending homelessness for, a big, big thank you to you. Did you know that EUMA now has active ministry to end homelessness here in Meadville? Thanks to the generous gift of the Crawford County Coalition on Homeless Needs, we now have a 10-unit apartment building and a single-family detached home, all occupied by individuals experiencing a housing crisis or those who are at risk of experiencing a housing crisis. So those units are now dedicated to those who are experiencing a housing crisis, and EUMA now owns and operates those, and we are so grateful to be in Crawford County. Enough of the intros. Are you ready to hear the Word of God? Very good. That's the correct answer. So far, excellent. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer and our risen Lord. Amen. All right, so how did you enjoy the Mr. Rogers intro? Good, good. I know you loved it. It was good. You told me that already. Right? How did it make you feel as soon as you heard those first few notes? What did you think of? What did Mr. Rogers do each time that music started to play? What happened? Right. He opened the door and he had his jacket on and he had his dress shoes on. And what did he immediately do? He took off his jacket and he put his cardigan sweater on, right? That right? And he, exactly, right? So you changed and he was doing that, folks, to introduce you into this place of comfort and care. Did you know that Mr. Rogers was an ordained Presbyterian minister? I know we can't all be perfect. That was a joke. Thank you. Thank you. We can't all be perfect, but he was also the creator of WQED's Mr. Rogers Neighborhood. This Presbyterian was a person who devoted his life to kids and changing the trajectory of their lives. And he created one of the most beloved shows in history. 912 episodes over 31 years helped generations and generations of children, parents, grandparents, babysitters, and community leaders through both wonderful days and horrible days. Over the course of those three decades, Mr. Rogers not only changed the face of PBS and children's television in general, but he also changed the lives of those he called his neighbors, mine included. How about you? How did he do it? How did he do it? What motivated him to create this television program and change the lives of so many of us in this way? And I want to raise this as a way to talk about what your Erie United Methodist Alliance has been doing for 135 years. For what motivated Fred Rogers to do what he did is based on the same scripture that your EUMA bases our ministry on. It's what gives us life, it's what gives us hope, and it's what gives us something to pass on to our neighbors experiencing a housing crisis in Erie County and now in Crawford County as well, to help those with severe mental illness, substance use disorder, domestic violence, the broken relationships that are experienced with all of those things, and abuse unimaginable. And what is it, brothers and sisters in Christ, that we build our ministry on, that Fred Rogers built his ministry on? Well, it's found in the Gospel of Mark, and I know that you know it. Hear the word of the Lord. An expert in religious law asked Jesus, "Teacher, which is the most important law in all of the books of the commandments?" Jesus replied, "Teacher, you must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your mind. This is the first, and this is the greatest commandment." And I imagine this teacher who was trying to get one over on Jesus to trap him in some way, about ready to turn with a smug grin on his face. And Jesus said, "Oh, but wait, there's one more. And it is a second, but it is as equally as important as the first. And it is this: love your neighbor as you would love yourself." Brothers and sisters at Stone United Methodist Church, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. While I was reflecting on this scripture in the work of Fred Rogers, I was reflecting on your faces and the faces of those that we have helped in the past 135 years. The faces of the neighbors that you saw in the video are the faces of individuals who have experienced unimaginable abuse and trauma. They are also the faces of you, the individuals, the volunteers, the church folk from Crawford County to Erie County and beyond who have come alongside of our neighbors experiencing housing crisis and helped them take a step toward housing permanency. And they are the faces of your EUMA staff who work tirelessly each day to end homelessness by making it rare, brief, and one time. And as I learned more about Fred Rogers' life and reflected on his ministry, the parallels between what motivated him and his actions and what motivates us at your EUMA became clear. We are to love God and we are to love our neighbor. Remember when we talked about what Mr. Rogers did each time he came through that door as the music played? He took off his jacket, he took off his stuffy shoes, and he put on his comfortable sweater, and he put on his comfortable shoes. When asked in an interview why he did that, he communicated that he was welcoming his audience into a safe and comfortable place. And brothers and sisters, I'm welcoming you into a safe and comfortable place today because we've got some very difficult things we need to talk about. So get comfortable. And know this is a safe place. Are you ready? Okay. Did you know that annually across the United States, 20,000 youth age out of foster care? 20,000 minimally each year. Did you know that without an intervention, 20% of those youth, or 4,000 of them, will enter the homeless system? Did you know that a quarter of them, or about 5,000 of them, will be involved with the penal justice system within 2 years? And did you know that 50% of those youth who have children, after they have aged out of foster care, will lose their children to the Office of Children and Youth? It gets worse. Did you know that the leading cause of death for youth between the ages of 18 and 24 who are unaccompanied is suicide? I know. It's not okay. And at your EUMA, we don't think that's okay either. And after the donation of a 2-unit flat in Erie, EUMA began partnering with Family Services of Northwest PA and Bethesda Lutheran Services, of whom you know well, to help youth aging out of foster care transition to live independently and deal with the trauma that they experienced, to provide them with independent and supportive living environments where they can change the trajectory of their lives, stay out of the homeless system, stay out of the penal justice system, keep their kids, and live life and live it abundantly. While in an EUMA apartment, youth learn how to live on their own, gain the skills necessary to apply, interview, and secure and keep a job, and or continue their education, learn to drive, preferably with a permit, right? These are important things. Learn to drive, but do it with a permit. Prepare and keep to a budget. Plan for and cook meals, care for their children, and learn to live as a good neighbor. Brothers and sisters, what do you do with your chicken after you fry chicken? What do you do with the grease? Okay, we'll make this a multiple choice question. Do you pour it down the sink? I'm sorry, you should be much more robust in these responses. Do you pour your hot grease down the sink after you fry chicken? No. Do you pour it over the back fence into Mrs. Holmberg's yard? Also no. No. Right? My grandmother had a metal coffee can that sat on the back of her stove, right? Probably not a good idea either, but, right? How do you know these things if you've spent a lifetime outside of a home that provides care and support and love? EUMA is trying to rebuild those bridges that have been broken in homelessness and in the foster care system. And lest you misunderstand me, one of the most important things that we can do in our community is be phenomenal foster care parents. And if God is calling you to do that, please let me know. But in many, 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 far too many cases, that's not the case for youth who are in the foster care system. I want to introduce you to one of the youth in the program in EUMA's Journey Home program, working to end homelessness for youth aging out of foster care. Chance is his name, and he was addicted to drugs the day he was born. There was drug paraphernalia that was found in the diaper bag that his mom brought to the hospital. Hours old, Chance's lifelong involvement with the Office of Children and Youth began. He had the same family court judge for 18 years. As a child, Chance attended 9 different schools. He experienced unimaginable abuse, ran away from those who harmed him in his home while feeling guilty for leaving his brother and sister behind. Chance lived in 13 different foster care homes. 13. He told me I was struggling. I was struggling with my mental health. I was struggling to know what I was going to do. I was struggling in every single way when I turned 18. The day of his birthday, his foster care family at the time told him that this isn't going to work out for us anymore. You're going to have to find a new place to live. Chance said, I turned 18, I was struggling with my mental health. My foster care parents told me I had to leave, and I was contemplating suicide. And now, I'm homeless. Right? It's not okay. That's why at your EUMA, and only with your support, we were able to respond. We welcomed Chance into an apartment of his own and surrounded him with the care, support, and love that he needed to learn how to live independently and adjust to life on his own. EUMA calls this work Journey Home, and it's a way for youth right here in northwestern Pennsylvania to successfully transition from foster care to independent living. EUMA's supportive living and independent living programs, in each of those, we embed a resident assistant in each of our largest facilities to be with the youth, to live among them, to take the pulse of the community, to check up on Chance and others. When we don't hear from them in a while or we don't see them, we can check in. We can work alongside our partners at Family Services of Northwest PA and Bethesda Lutheran Services to determine what we can do to better support these youth. They check in, they answer questions, we help them learn how to change a light bulb. For real. That constant beeping sound that's occurring in their apartment, we can help them understand that that's a smoke alarm, and that means that the battery needs change, and here's how you change your battery. Or in October, when it's finally getting cold, or it's starting to get cold, and the furnace doesn't work, we help them learn how to turn on the heat. And we learn how to help them learn how to manage a budget, shopping on a budget, and cooking food. They celebrate first days on the job, our resident assistants in EUMA. We commiserate when times are difficult. EUMA staff and volunteers host trips to the Erie Zoo, the Otters, Seawolves games. Did you know that many of the youth who grew up in Erie have never been to the peninsula? We take them to the peninsula. We welcome them with food and fellowship and welcome them into communities of faith when they're ready. We share meals together, and we learn what it means to be a good neighbor. Since our partnership began, EUMA has housed over 100 youth who've aged out of foster care. Of those who've exited the program, 83% have exited to permanent housing. And for the four who entered into homelessness, we use an assertive engagement process. That means we hound them. We just keep on them and keep on them and keep on them. And of those four, we were able to re-engage and move those two of the four into permanent housing from their bout of homelessness. After Chance moved into his apartment, he got a full-time job at the Hammett Emergency Room at UPMC in Erie. He built positive relationships with EUMA staff, myself included. He volunteers with EUMA and other organizations in the community. And a few months ago, Chance began broadcasting a podcast called Mental Matters, hosted at Erie's Community Access Media. His program is targeted to youth aging out of foster care who are suffering from severe mental illness. And there, Chance helps youth like him navigate the challenges of living in and aging out of the foster care system and with those living with mental illness. Late last year, Chance called to tell me that Community Access Media wanted to recognize the great work that he was doing by awarding him Producer of the Year. Brothers and sisters at Stone United Methodist Church, like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, people found a place of peace and safety at Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, a community of support that EUMA is trying to replicate with our Journey Home program for youth aging out of foster care. So on behalf of the 50 youth that are living in or have lived in an EUMA apartment, who spent the night last night in an EUMA-owned apartment, I want to thank you for creating that community for Chance and for them. Brothers and sisters at Stone United Methodist Church here in Meadville, Pennsylvania, in Crawford County. Nearly 10 years ago, I was getting to know the Erie Meadville District after taking this job of executive director of your Erie United Methodist Alliance, I frequently and rightly heard the questions and, quite frankly, the concerns from our Crawford County partners. You asked, when are you coming to Crawford County? Let me tell you about the struggles that our neighbors right here in Meadville are experiencing with their housing, with their mental illness, with their substance use disorder, with their racial injustices. When are you coming to Crawford County? Know the EUMA Board of Directors, including Sarah Roncalato, including our other board members, and I, we heard you. And today I'm pleased to remind you that the EUMA now owns and has dedicated 12 units of temporary and permanent housing for our neighbors at risk of and who have experienced a housing crisis right here in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Brothers and sisters, we are committed to expanding temporary and permanent housing services here in Meadville and expect to more than double that number of units of temporary and permanent housing by June of 2026. Now you need to hold us accountable to do that. Again, I just want to give a shout out to the Crawford County Coalition on Homeless Needs Board of Directors. Those folks have been incredible partners for so many years in this effort to end homelessness, and now with EUMA as well. Like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, where millions and millions of children found a place of peace, care, and comfort, so too do hundreds of children find sanctuary at your Erie United Methodist Alliance, The Refuge. It's a 10-room, 36-bed emergency shelter for families with children. And I want to introduce you to one of the families that we have moved from homelessness into a permanent home of their own. Last year, your EUMA's The Refuge sheltered 51 households, including 162 individuals and 95 children. Beth is the woman I want to introduce you to. She and her five children are just one of these neighbors. Right before Thanksgiving in 2022, her story begins. And Beth recalled to me that literally She was begging for help at that time, not knowing where she was going to sleep that night. Beth said, I remember loading the last of our things in a storage unit, and it was days before Thanksgiving. As my kids and I left our home, belongings, and my abusive husband, I sobbed, crying out to God, what am I doing? Where am I going to go? What am I going to do with these kids? She said, even though I was scared and I was 45 minutes away living in Cory, Pennsylvania, I drove to Erie. She said, in desperation, I drove into a church parking lot that I found in Erie. She said, I saw a man standing there. She said, I didn't know this man, but I put my car in park and I prayed that God would guide and protect us. She said, the man came over and he asked if he could help her. She said, I talked with him briefly, told him just a little bit about our story. He said that he wanted to pray for us and that there wasn't anything that he could do immediately, but that he had confidence that God would protect and help us find a place of refuge, she told me. She said, we prayed together, and after our prayer, she said, I was driving out of the church parking lot. My phone rang. She said, I couldn't believe it. God heard our prayer. It was an EUMA staff person on the other end of the phone, and the sweet voice said words I'll never forget. Beth said, the person on the other end of the phone said, Beth, you and your children have a place to stay with us at EUMA's The Refuge. Beth said, I struggled for 14 years to believe in myself and have the courage to leave an abusive marriage and be the mom I wanted to be for my kids. Through this experience of being homeless and with the support of EUMA staff, I have learned to love myself and to live my best possible life for me and my kids. Brothers and sisters, today Beth is living independently. She is working full-time. Her kids are doing awesome at school. And this past Thanksgiving, and this past Christmas, and this past Easter, they celebrated in their own home, around their own table, that was safe and affordable, and in a supportive living environment that EUMA has helped facilitate. Beth shared with me, for everything you have done for us, I can't thank you enough. You have changed our lives. My neighbors, Beth's neighbors at Stone United Methodist Church, know the time, talent, and treasure you invest in EUMA's Ride for the Refuge. How many of you participated in Ride for the Refuge or have supported Sarah and Dave and the others, right? When you do that, you are having a direct impact on the lives of people like Beth and her kids. So on her behalf, thank you. You really are moving Beth and her children and so many other families from homelessness into a permanent home of their own, from hopelessness to hope in a brighter tomorrow. In an interview, Fred Rogers said this: we live in a world in which we need to share responsibility. It's easy to say, it's not my child, it's not my community, it's not my world, it's not my problem. Then, Fred Rogers continued, there are those who see the need and they respond. Fred Rogers said, I consider those people my heroes. When I was young, when I was watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, my heroes were He-Man, G.I. Joe, Bo and Luke Duke. I know they're problematic now, but they were awesome. And sliding across the hood of your car is much harder than it looks, right? Heroes. Who else? Wonder Woman. Do you remember those bracelets of submission? She could like deflect bullets that were coming at her. She was amazing. heroes. These heroes of mine were awesome. They chased down the bad guys. They tackled villains. They jumped the railroad tracks with General Lee, something, by the way, that is also much harder than it looks, and something that I tried with my parents' 1987 Buick Century, full of youth group kids. That is also much more expensive than it looks on TV as well. But on the plus side, I learned what motor mounts were. Yeah. Do not try that at home, children. Heroes. They were cheered and they were thanked. They were sometimes literally hoisted onto the shoulders of a thankful public. These people, these heroes, were the people my sister and my friends in the neighborhood and I imagined we were when we rode our banana-seated bicycles around the neighborhood. Brothers and sisters at Stone, but as I grow older, who I think of as heroes has changed. Today, more than ever, who I want to be when I grow up is different, and the names of those people have changed. Today, I can honestly say that my heroes go by the name of Pat and Gail, Anne Marie and Gordy, Bob, Sandy, and Mary. They don't often wear capes, and after very long weeks coordinating volunteers and welcoming guests at our neighbor's place seasonal overflow shelter. This is the shelter of last resort in Erie County, Pennsylvania. So when all of the other traditional shelters are full, when you are too high or too drunk or not managing your severe mental illness well enough for the traditional shelters, and you are not welcome there, you are welcome at EUMA's Our Neighbor's Place between the months of November and April. The volunteers who largely run this program don't often wear capes. They can barely get into their car the regular way, let alone through the windows, like Bo and Luke. How many of you have participated in any way in Our Neighbor's Place seasonal overflow shelter? I know that at times there's been food that has been provided by Stone and some financial resources as well. So if I just want you to know that you're part of this thing called OMP. Did you know that volunteering or supporting Our Neighbor's Place makes you a hero? It does. In my eyes, and in the eyes of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, it does. I know because I watched a 4'7" tall woman who uses a cane, a hero of the faith. I saw her see a homeless neighbor enter the church basement where Our Neighbor's Place was being held, and I saw her see him. He was really struggling after using drugs, and his 6'4" frame was bent over nearly in half. I saw this elderly woman in her mid-70s with difficulty rise from her chair, go to him, and embrace him. With her right hand on her cane and her left arm stretched around the back of this man's back, she guided this son of someone, this person made in the image of God, to a cot. She helped him lay down. She covered him with a blanket and caressed his brow as she prayed soothing words of peace and healing, prayers of grace and mercy into his ear, calling down peace from the heavens. I remember it was 20 degrees outside. There was snow on the ground. It was January and the wind was howling. I remember an elderly man walking in with no shoes on or socks. He told us he had just been mugged, and they stole his boots and his socks. His feet were purple. They were bright red mixed with patches of white. I remember the volunteer who saw him And with her eyes welling up with tears, she went to him. She helped her neighbor to a chair. She wrapped a blanket around him. She asked him to stay put. And when she returned, she knelt in front of him, and with a bowl of warm water and a towel, she washed his feet. Brothers and sisters, I am witness to these acts of kindness, and I tell you, I have seen superheroes. They volunteer at Our Neighbor's Place Seasonal Overflow Shelter, and I want to be them when I grow up. To so many of you here at Stone United Methodist Church, for so many years, years that far surpass the number of years I've been involved with Erie United Methodist Alliance, thank you for ending homelessness by making it rare, by making it brief, by making it one time, and most importantly, doing so as Jesus would. To those of you who are supporting EUMA, thank you. For those of you who are not yet supporting EUMA by the way that you pray, give, and engage with us, won't you be our neighbor? An expert in religious law asked Jesus, "Teacher, which is the most important commandment in all of the law?" Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment." And Jesus said, "But wait, there is one more, and it is equally as important as the first. A second is this: love your neighbor as yourself." Brothers and sisters at Stone United Methodist Church, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.